FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
There are calls for a municipal official from the Kwadukuza municipality to be suspended over allegations that he assaulted his wife. The woman, who is also a municipal employee, was allegedly attacked outside her workplace at the North Coast municipality. She is currently still in hospital under intensive care. The municipality's spokesperson, Sifiso Zulu, says they've launched an internal investigation at this stage. Zulu says police are also investigating.
It's a labor relations matter. The relationship is twofold. Unfortunately, one of the victims at the moment is in a critical condition in hospital, has not yet made a statement. It's better that we allow the police to do their investigation and come up with or establish the circumstances surrounding this incident. In due course, the municipality will have to take steps once it is possible.
KZN Transport assigned a team to investigate a scholar transport crash that claimed the life of a child on the North Coast. It's understood that the minibus transporting learners rolled down an embankment in Mdwedwe yesterday. Kunukutle Malinga has filed this report for Newswatch.
The department says four other learners who suffered severe head and body injuries are still recovering in hospital. Six have been discharged. In a statement, Transport MEC Sboniso Duma says he was contacted by angry community members last night who claimed that the driver transporting the learners was intoxicated at the time of the crash. He says he's also received a video of community members expressing their outrage during a confrontation with the minibus driver. They accuse him of trying to flee. Duma says he immediately assigned a team to probe the matter and visit the scene of the crash as well as the injured children. The MEC says action will be taken against the driver and the owner of the scholar transport provider. Kunukuhle Malinga, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
To Gauteng, the Department of Correctional Services has denied allegations of torture by accused number 5 in the Senzo Meiwe murder trial. Fisikutle Ntuli claims that he is being tortured at the Khosi Mampuru prison where he's been kept, but Correctional Services says Ntuli is evading accountability after he was allegedly caught with a cell phone. Ntuli and four others are on trial at the High Court in Pretoria for the 2014 murder of the former Bafana Bafana captain. And on the international front, authorities in Bali have confirmed that a South African is among two people arrested for allegedly trying to smuggle drugs into the honeymoon destination. The pair, the other a Brazilian, were traveling separately when they were arrested last week at the Resort Islands International Airport. They could face the death penalty if found guilty. Your top story this hour. There are calls for a municipal official from the Kwadukuza municipality to be suspended over allegations that he assaulted his wife. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhial.